Youth Fight Austerity Young and Angry? Helen Patterson, London Youth Fight Austerity Organiser. Whether you are studying, working or unemployed in Britain today, you come up against the Tories agenda. Austerity bites. That's why Youth Fight Austerity is getting organised against the weak Tory government who want to heap further misery on our generation. We were part of the crowd who welcomed in the new Tory government with angry protests in central London and around the country. Since the economic crisis, young people have faced a battering. When the crisis first hit, young people found themselves pushed out of work. Youth Fight for Jobs organized a repeat of the Gero March on its 75th anniversary. Unemployed campaigners marched hundreds of miles from Gero to London, demanding the government stop the attacks on benefits and on services, and create jobs. Zero-hour contracts. For those growing up in austerity Britain, stints of unemployment are the norm. But casualization, temporary zero-hour contracts and low-paid jobs with very few rights are also common. Rather than investing in public services and creating jobs, governments and big business opted to reduce people's rights at work. Using contracts which offered employers ultimate flexibility, millions of people get up every day and wait on the end of the phone for the possibility of work. Wages stay down, while rents and the cost of living seem to be constantly on the rise. Now the task turns to tackling the Tory government and the new attacks they want to heap on us. From the scrapping of housing benefit for 18 to 21 years olds to the exclusion of under 25s from the new so-called living wage, the budget represents a declaration of war by the Tories on youth. It's time for a national fight back against the government. Protest. The protests that have happened since the election show the enthusiasm we can bring to the movement. And protests are important, they pull us together against a common enemy, and show the Tories that there will be resistance. As part of a wider strategy, protest can help bring down governments. Ordinary people have a lot of strength when they fight together. There aren't enough bankers or politicians to fill the roads in central London, but on the 20th of June, hundreds of thousands of us did on the End Austerity Now demo. But people in their workplaces, organized together in a union, are also extremely strong. The RMT, the Union for London Underground and Transport Workers, can bring the City of London to a standstill and cost big business and capitalism huge amounts of money. For this reason, the Tories are trying to limit trade union rights and stop them taking strike action. Victory. Young people have used similar methods to the trade union movement when organizing in schools, colleges, and universities. Students at Prendergast School in South London organized huge protests against privatization. They linked with parents and staff, who took strike action, to successfully block plans to turn the school into an academy. Students stood on picket lines with the teachers on strike days, and protested on the days when school was open. It drew media attention, and showed the school head that teachers, students, and parents were united in opposition to academy status. Students even held democratic ballots on academy status, when the head blocked a parent ballot. The student ballot saw nearly half of all students vote and 98% were against privatization. We need to fight on the political field too, it's a lie that young people are apathetic. During the Scottish referendum on independence, 16 and 17-year-olds were allowed to vote. There were record turnouts in that election, which showed that when young people see the real impact they can have on a situation, then we grasp it. The main parties, though, are painfully similar. It's understandable young people don't bother to go out and vote for them. What is the point in going out to vote for the Labour Party if it isn't even going to oppose the welfare bill? It abstained, gaining its MPs the nickname of Labstainers. Enthusiasm. Yet many of the people who didn't vote Labour in the last election have now signed up to vote for Jeremy Corbyn in the Labour leadership election. When there are political parties or leaders who show a lead in the fight against austerity or campaigns such as at Prendergast School, young people have demonstrated they can play a vital role. Through Youth Fight Austerity, we can make our own links with those who are also fighting the Tory attacks, such as the National Shop Stewards Network, who will be lobbying the Trade Union Congress in Brighton on the 13th of September, calling on it to take action against the Tories' anti-trade union bill. Colleges and universities are filled with people who can only remember austerity and crisis-ridden capitalism, as do a huge chunk of low-paid and exploited workers. This system has only ever failed our generation. If we want education, jobs and homes, it means fighting for a different kind of system. Not one based on bigger profits for the 1%, but one that meets the needs of the 99%. Socialism is the only alternative. We need campaigns and parties that are prepared to challenge a system that has demonstrated its unwillingness to afford us jobs, education and housing. We can't afford that system. Students attacked from all sides. Dia Mag Shamrin, Socialist Party West London and Sixth Form Student. The UK's £75 billion deficit and £1.6 trillion debt were not caused by the disadvantaged, the poor, students or the working class, so why should we pay for a crisis we didn't create? The Education Maintenance Allowance EMA has been abolished in England. EMA was the grant paid to poorer students in further education. Former Liberal Democrat MP Phil Willis said there are significantly more important things to do with £20 million than give young people a Christmas bonus. But it was of great benefit to working and middle-class families such as mine, who struggle despite both parents working. A BBC report suggested that even with the EMA, parents earning less than £30,000 a year still struggled to support teenagers enough to enable them to stay in education past 16. Cuts. But this seems not to be enough for the Tory government, with the announcement of a 24% cut to the adult education budget in England. These cuts risk decimating further education provision, leaving new generations without. I myself am forced to look to Ireland for cheaper university fees, but this does not provide for accommodation or living costs. Because of tuition fees, students can be left with debts of up to £40,000. This may be seen as manageable by the Tories, but for students starting work it will remain a worry for years, especially when it is difficult to find jobs that pay much. Grants, not loans. Students like myself with learning disabilities such as dyslexia are entitled to disabled students' allowance. But the Tories are also cutting this, placing the funding burden on individual students. These cuts will reduce access to higher education for students with disabilities, thereby reducing the employment prospects for the disabled, and eventually leading to further inequality in society. These planned cuts face High Court scrutiny. But even without these cuts, the inadequate loans would mean that disabled students would be left with even larger debts than other graduates at the start of their careers, making them more vulnerable. Transport is a worry for young people as well. Where I live, transport for London is set to make £220 million in cuts, so public transport becomes less reliable. Car insurance can soar to levels of around £8,000 for young new drivers. Students and young people are threatened from all sides by this austerity assault. We need the trade unions, students and the working class to rally in support of student grants, not loans, and a society that is run for the benefit of all, and not the interests of a few.